next weekend, 100,000 people will descend on the Bangor waterfront to take in music that has evolved over centuries. The three-day American Folk Festival will feature 15 performers playing styles from Texas blues to gospel to Zimbabwe vocal harmony. But what exactly is it that makes folk music folk music? Keith Shortall spoke with a Maine folklorist about some of the common stories that are sometimes hidden from the average ear.
Take a listen to Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel. You might even be able to sing along from memory.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Now listen to this performance by traditional folk singer Jenny Gray called The Cambric Shirt from 1961.
Say, young man, are you going to the fair? From a long life, from a lie, lowly. And if you see my true love there, tell me hiddle-o, a diddle-o, from a dumb a diddle-o, from a long life, from a lie, lowly. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt from a lama lie, from a lie, lowly, without a stitch of needlework. To me, diddle-o, a diddle-o, from a dumma diddle-o, from a lama lie, from a lie, lowly.
Two people who listen to those two versions of the song would not even recognize that that's essentially the same song.
Never a drop of water fell. To me, diddle-o, a diddle-o, from a dumma diddle-o, from a lama lie, from a lie, lowly.
Craig Ettinger is director of the Maine Folklife Center at the University of Maine.
It derives from a much, much older song that's often called the Elfin Knight, and it goes back to the 1600s, if not earlier, and was collected by collectors like Francis Child in the late 19th century. It tells the story of a lover who's asking somebody to go to a fair and meet his betrothed and kind of test her on a number of different levels and give her some impossible challenges. And then there's an interesting rejoinder from the woman who asked the man to do some impossible challenges, like finding the acre of land between the salt sea and the sea strand, where you can't find an acre of land between the sea and the beach. But it goes on and on like that. And Simon and Garfunkel stylized it, and they only included about three verses, which makes it very confusing to anyone listening to it. But it comes from the same lineage. That song derives from a ballad that's 300 to 400 years old, possibly older. Other people have drawn upon it too, like Bob Dylan in Girl from the North Country. I think it could be termed perhaps the first example of folk sampling when Dylan chooses three lines from the first verse to include in Girl from the North Country. I don't know if you have that one queued up.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
There's a lot of borrowing and evolving and stealing, basically, songs, because that's what folk music is all about. It's about what you can take from previous generations and then mold that to the sensitivities and the sensibilities and the styles and taste of a current audience. Simon and Garfunkel's version, very stylized, very polished and smooth, a beautiful, my introduction to folk music. It was one of the few folk albums that my parents had. And you can detect the lineage in the same way that you might see two biological species who kind of look alike and you know that they had a similar ancestor. But other than that, it's hard to tell that they're related.
Craig Ettinger is director of the Maine Folklife Center at the University of Maine. The three-day American Folk Festival opens next Friday on the Bangor waterfront. Admission is free. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall.